Me with your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give him a little praise, shall we? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Now that's the last of the barriers. There's one other thing you need to be aware of. When we come to pray for the sick, sometimes sicknesses are either caused by or associated with the presence of evil spirits. And the ministry of healing frequently includes the ministry of driving out evil spirits. It isn't done in some churches, but I'll tell you someone who does do it and did do it. Jesus. That's right. Let's look just at one example. I say this so that you come mentally prepared. Luke chapter 4. Luke, the fourth chapter. Verses 40 and 41. Luke 4, 40 and 41. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons or evil spirits also came out of many, crying out. Notice that associated with the ministry of laying on the hands on the sick for healing, there was the driving out of demons. Because when the supernatural power of God comes into operation, evil spirits just can't stand it any longer. They have to come out. Now there are two different main ways in which evil spirits are associated with sickness. The first is, they are direct causes of sickness. There are spirits of infirmity, of pain, of crippling, and of death, to name only four that we deal with commonly. For instance, many people who have some kind of spinal curvature or deformity of the spine that is caused by a crippling spirit. And for that person to receive full release, it is necessary for that crippling spirit to be driven out. Jesus encountered a woman who was bent double and couldn't stand up straight. He didn't treat it as a physical sickness. He said, this woman has been bound by a spirit of infirmity 18 years. He loosed her from the spirit and she immediately straightened up. We have dealt with all these many times. I don't think I can go into details now, except perhaps the spirit of death, which is very, very common. And the way this works is to cause a person to be infirm and weakly and ultimately to die untimely. And such a person somehow tends to have a morbid outlook on life. They'll tend to look on the dark side of things. They may tend to wear dark clothes. There's something morbid about them. I've had to say to several young ladies, I suggest you don't wear black any longer. You may think this is strange, but there's an association between the two. I'm not saying people should never wear black, but just some people for whom it isn't altogether wise to wear black. Ruth and I probably have dealt with hundreds of cases of people who need deliverance from the spirit of death. And I think we're going to do something that I didn't plan. We've discovered, as always, the right thing to do is replace the negative by the positive. See, one way the spirit of death comes in is you get discouraged, disheartened, oppressed, and you say, I might as well be dead. I wish I were dead. What's the good of living? Well, when you say that, that's an invitation to the spirit of death. Come in, take over. And it doesn't need many invitations. One of the most dangerous things a person could ever say is, I wish I were dead. Well, we're going to unsay that. We're going to give you an opportunity to revoke the negative things you've been saying about yourself. Psalm 118, verse 17. The psalmist says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's a positive decision, all right? You say that after me the first time, and we'll say it together until we make this place full of positive faith. Now, don't try to say it with me to start with, but after me. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now you've got good memories, you can say it with me this time. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I suggest you stand up and say it. There's something about being in a standing position. I'm not going to lie down under the devil. I'm not going to let him trample over my emotions and my attitudes. All right, the third time. Are you ready? I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now, it's wonderful to say it into the air and say it to me. I'd like to suggest that every one of you turns to somebody next to you, looks them full in the eyes, and says to them, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Say it to Rosanna. Let's make a proclamation of praise on the basis of that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Victory, victory, victory. Through the blood of the Lamb and through the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.